Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and whoever the hell you are. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Femi, I did that thing that I shouldn't do, which is in a break. I ate a lot of spicy food, and I'm suffering at this moment.
Oh,
right
boy.
Now. Yeah, so I don't have the container anymore.
That's a tough one.
So yesterday, we'll get to the NBA. We'll get to Monday Night Football in a second.
Yeah. So there is this.
So there's this awesome. My wife actually made, like, turkey soup. It's delicious. But I had leftover from yesterday. There's this great Vietnamese place, like, across the street from the office that I do the show from now.
Mm-hmm.
Like authentic Vietnamese food. I mean, I say that like I'm from Vietnam. I don't know, but they're like all Vietnamese in there. The food's delicious.
I was gonna say like pho, like you're eating like pho or?
Yes.
Or like what,
so yeah, I have not gotten pho from there, pho, which is like a Vietnamese soup with like rice noodles and like whatever you want in it. I usually get like chicken over rice and like a yellow curry. Delicious. Yesterday, because I'm in the office all day on Sunday because I do my Westwood One stuff at night. So I do the shows. I got a bunch of TVs here. So I literally, it's like, if I go home, like, I love my daughter, but, like, I need to watch the games. So I stay in the office. So I got the pho, and they give you this. I'm pronouncing it correctly, right? And that's how you pronounce it, pho?
Yeah, pho.
Like, it's like, you would think it's pho, right?
Yeah, because I get it's, but it's pho. Pho is the correct pronunciation.
Like, stupid Americans would pronounce it pho, like me.
Correct, yeah. If you just, read pho. It, like, in the... Like, pho, whatever. And, like, it's always said, like, the number or whatever, like, with the restaurant or whatever. Like, yeah, it's pho.
Like the NWO, like, pho life. But this is, no, it's pho. And pho. They always give me, when I go there, this, like, it's like, man, it's spicy. This, like, red, like, you could see, like, the red pepper flakes in there. But it's, it's like gasoline, dude. It's delicious.
It's got spicy. A kick.
Yeah.
And you and like spicy food too, right?
I do. I try like, now that I'm in my 40s now. My stomach used to be like cast iron and it's not anymore.
Yeah.
So this is probably an issue. So anyway, I put it on the soup that my wife gave me and I was just eating it and I'm feeling like beads of sweat start to form. This may have been a mistake.
This is not going to choke you up, though. Yeah, I took down some like jalapeno chips before the 3 o'clock hour, and I feel like in the opening segment, what is it called? Miss Vicky's
so
jalapeno
chips. The kettle cook, like the really crispy ones.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I took some of those down, and like I think I like like choked on it a little bit, like right as I'm like a minute into the show, and it's like, we're gonna ride this out for the segment. So let's see how this goes. And we made it out alive a couple of every now and then, but we were good for the most part. Yeah, it's probably wasn't the smartest idea to like take those down like 30 minutes prior to the show.
All right, I've bought myself enough time to recover here. Let's talk some Monday Night Football. Femi and I will give you our bets for next weekend in football. 20 minutes from now, all our bets will wrap up the show, including our Sports Equinox Parlay in the final segment of the final hour, the Power Hour. So Monday Night Football kicks off in a couple hours at Arrowhead. Week 8 in the NFL wraps up with the Chiefs and the Commanders. And we saw an initial move in the betting market this weekend where Kansas City was 12.5 down to 11.5. And then today, ton of money on Washington taking this price down to Kansas City minus 10. So at MGM, the 10 is juiced towards Kansas City. So we're like in between 10 and 10.5, but still like a pretty significant move on the underdog Washington Commanders. Injury stuff here. Oh, and the total of the game is 48. So 10 and 48, side in total. The Chiefs are expected to be down two starting offensive linemen. Left tackle Josh Simmons is already out. And star guard Trey Smith is doubtful. So we'll let you know in like 40 minutes when the actives and inactives come out, like the Trey Smith is officially out, but we're expecting KC to be down two starting offensive linemen. For Washington, a little bit of a rosier injury report, outside of the quarterback being out, obviously, which we've known. So Jaden Daniels is out for tonight. He's expected back right now for next Sunday night's game at home against the Seattle Seahawks. We'll see. But he's definitely out tonight. Marcus Mariota will start for Washington, and he will have both Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel in the receiving corps. McLaurin's been out for a while. Deebo missed last week. Both will play tonight. Look, like it's a huge game for both teams. Kansas City doesn't want to fall another game behind Denver. The Broncos have two losses. Kansas City already has three. The Chiefs obviously want to win the AFC West. And Kansas City's got to keep pace with the rest of the teams in the AFC. Like, even if the Chiefs lose, I'm not going to say they're going to miss the playoffs, but obviously, you want to win at home here. You want to keep yourself within striking distance of Denver to win the AFC West and get home and get a home playoff game. And obviously, like, you want to stay in contention with the Colts. The Colts have one loss. Kansas City, if they lose, would have four. The Chiefs obviously want to get home field. And Kansas City wants to have momentum heading into next Sunday's game in Buffalo against the Bills. So huge game for the Chiefs. A bigger game, obviously, for the Washington Commanders, who enter tonight 3-4, losers of two straight, and they're 10-point dogs tonight. Staring down the barrel of 3-5. Host the Seahawks next week on Sunday night. The Seahawks are not to be trifled with. And then at Detroit the week after. They could be 3-7 a year after going to the conference title game. And I had been treating, so they have another game after Detroit. They go to Madrid to play the Miami Dolphins. And I've been treating that as like a lock win for the Commanders. Dolphins just killed the Falcons. And I'm not, obviously, I would take Washington to win the game if I had to pick right now. But just saying, like, it may not be the gimme that we thought. Let's see. It's crazy to say, in a game where you're a double-digit dog. This is kind of like a must-win tonight for the Commanders, and I don't think they're going to win, but I'm just saying. This kind of feels like a must-win tonight for the Washington Commanders. I obviously don't see it happening. I think the Chiefs are awesome, and I know that one of the reasons why the Commanders are beginning bet is because, oh, can the Commanders and the Raiders, like, can the point spread be the same or close to the same as it was last week when KC beat the stuffing out of the Raiders? I still kind of don't think the betting market has how good the Chiefs are yet. And Washington's defense is bad, and Dorrance Armstrong's out for the year, and the defensive line has no depth, they have no teeth rushing the passer, and the secondary stinks. How are they stopping Patrick Mahomes in this offense? Spoiler, they're not. I love the Kansas City Chiefs tonight. So I'll lay the 10 with Kansas City, and we'll give out some props at the end of the show, including Femi's Island first touchdown scorer. You bet on this Monday. If it's okay with you, our listeners and viewers, I'd love to talk some NBA. Got a couple notes. I'm curious Femi's opinion on these notes. Let's start in Los Angeles with the Lakers. Well, technically in Sacramento with the Lakers, where I think the question needs to be asked. Are Luka Doncic and LeBron James holding the Lakers back? People are asking. LeBron's out with sciatica. That's the most old man sentence of all time. And Luka is going to miss at least a week with a finger injury and a leg injury. So at least a week, maybe more for Luka Doncic. So last night, the Lakers play in Sacramento without both of their stars. And Austin Reeves proceed, and I know the Kings suck. So this is not like this is on the road at OKC. But still, Austin Reeves drops 51, 11, and 9. And like the Lakers, it's a huge road win for the Lakers to win without Luka and LeBron in a packed Western. A huge win. Austin Reeves going to get a max contract next summer? He's got 51-11. If that's not normal, I don't care what team you're playing. Tonight, the Lakers host the Portland Trailblazers. Portland's defense is way better than Sacramento's. Second half of a back-to-back, and the Lakers have like 8 players healthy for the game. Anyone want to bet the Lakers? Blazers 2.5-point road favorites. We'll talk about that and more to end the show when we give you our bets for the Sports Equinox. A couple other notes in the NBA, both from the Eastern Conference. The Boston Celtics are now 0-3 after losing. Got crushed by my Knicks on Friday night, and Jaylen Brown has fake hair, and it rubbed off on OG Anunoby's jersey. God bless him. If I were losing my hair, I'd do the same thing. There's a joke to be made here, Femi, but I won't make it because I'm a good friend. The Celtics lose yesterday to the Pistons, 119-113, despite 41 points from Jaylen Brown. Tomorrow on the show, I'm going to talk about next year's NBA drafts through the prism of this year's college basketball season. Next year's NBA draft is like shaping up to be an all-timer with the names at the top. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Is it impossible to think the Celtics are just going to shut it, like Tatum's not coming back, and they're going to tank? They're a smart team. They ain't going anywhere this season. It's not happening. And we'll see what happens if and when Tatum comes back. I'm just saying. They're 1.5-point favorites in New Orleans tonight. I kind of want to bet the Pelicans. I'm just throwing it out there. 0-3, not looking great for the Celtics. It's early, but it's not looking great. And for the Philadelphia 76ers, Femi's Sixers, 2-0 to start the year. EJ Edgecombe looks good. Maxey looks good. Haven't even had any Paul George. Jared McCain will be back at some point. Joel Embiid is on a strict minutes limit. He's out for tonight's game, so is Paul George. The Sixers host the Orlando Magic tonight. Now, this is not what the comment I'm going to make is independent of what's going to happen tonight, where I think Orlando might win by 20. If Joel Embiid can stay healthy, and Paul George can stay healthy, and Maxey's healthy, and McCain comes back, so it's a lot of ifs. I don't know why the Sixers can't be like one of the 3 best teams in the East. A lot has to happen in order to get them there, but a very, very good start for the Philadelphia 76ers. Jameson Hensley of ESPN tweeting moments ago, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh said he's confident Lamar Jackson will play Thursday at Miami and expects Lamar to start. Jackson's missed the last 3 games with a hamstring injury. So I guess, Femi, we should take that to mean like Cooper Rush is going to start at quarterback. I don't know if we can believe what John Harbaugh says. I guess Lamar's going to play in the game. Any thoughts on Cooper that Rush, or anything from the NBA?
Yeah, it'll be some Snoop to Huntley packages in the red zone. We'll see what Baltimore does Thursday night. No, for the NBA, I mean, it's early, and you want to preface anything that you say with that in the NBA. It's early. Like, we literally just got through the first weekend. But, like, I mean, Philadelphia, you can see the path. And juxtapose that what's going on with the Boston Celtics. Like that was always the big behemoth in the Eastern Conference. I think they're out of the picture. It's only been 3 games, but they're out of the picture. And who's going to emerge after New York and Cleveland? Why can't it be Philly? And it's just, can you ever get Embiid healthy to April? That's the bet that you're placing. So that's why I like the Sixers, because I think the talent is 100% there. So for me, it's Philadelphia amongst all these other teams, because at least they have a coach who's won an NBA title in Nick Nurse. And yeah, Embiid's never made it past the second round, but like, hey, this would be the year to do it, you know, with the Eastern Conference being as weak as it is. As for the Lakers, I think they're going to be playing these high-scoring games. Whoever is the best guy on the team is probably going to be able to get up all the shots. Like we saw Luka Friday night, Austin Reeves last night. I think that's what it's going to be. This team just feels kind of imbalanced to me. I don't really think that they're going to be like a contending team in the Western Conference.
Can I ask you a question about the Lakers?
But
here's my question about the Lakers, Femi. So the Lakers just extended J.J. Redick, which is really funny. So here's 1 year, here's an extension.
It's like a secret extension, too. Nobody knew about
it. I mean this seriously. Austin Reeves is really good. I'm not insinuating he's better than Luka or LeBron. Like, he's the third of those three, obviously. But I think, like, he's shown enough. Just when they're all back and healthy, can Redick kind of figure this out? Luka's so ball dominant. LeBron can be ball dominant also. And like, I'm not, again, I'm not saying Reeves is better than those guys, but I think he's shown that he needs a bigger role, right? You don't go for 51. I don't care that it's Sacramento and not be awesome. Like, he's awesome.
Yeah. He's a talented player, but I guess what does figure it out mean? Does it mean like top four in the West? Does it mean just top six and avoid the play-in?
Can he maximize those three players when they're all healthy? It's not easy.
I would say no, because they're not good defenders. None of it. Like, LeBron was a great defender. He's old now. He has sciatica. Luka's never been a good defender. Reeves is a traffic cone. Like, you're not going to win in a tough conference when your three best guys are non-defenders. I just don't believe it.
Tell you, just in terms of regular season, if they can figure it out with those three,
they're fun.
They might be a top four seed in the West. I don't think they make the finals. I agree with you on that. All right, quick break. On the other side, Femi and I will tell you the bets that we are targeting for next week in football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, 20 minutes from now, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including the Sports Equinox four-leg parlay, and Monday Night Football with the Chiefs and the Commanders. Maybe at the end of this segment, if we have time, we can give you some thoughts on the NBA. I have a bunch of them for tonight in the association. This comes down moments ago, courtesy of Nick Wagoner, who covers the NFL for ESPN. Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan on Brock Purdy's availability Sunday's game at the New York Football Giants. Quote, "It's too early to say. I don't think it's a long shot. We'll see how Brock's doing on Wednesday." It's always felt like this was going to kind of be the return date for Brock Purdy. We'll find out on Wednesday. Niners at the New York Football Giants this Sunday. All right. Let's talk this coming weekend, Femi, and bets in college football and the National Football League. Where would you like to start?
Yeah, I think the NFL is where we got to start with this one here. I kind of want to bet the Chicago Bears laying the 2.5 against Cincinnati. I know the Bears defense is horrendous. It's not good.
The quarterback,
Cincinnati.
Mean?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting to that territory. We are getting to that territory, which is really, really bad.
Have you noticed that Ben Johnson is starting to say things like, well, it's all about year two in the system. Like, they're already punting on this year.
Well, the Cincinnati defense might be the magic elixir. Because they made everyone look good. they made everyone look good. Like think about how we were talking about Justin Fields. Like his owner was literally trying to bench him last week, and then all of a sudden he has the performance that he had against Cincinnati. I think that the Bears are able to score points. Now, the defense might allow some points as well, but I think that Chicago has the better – I don't know if they have the better quarterback. I think they just have the better offense, and they also have the better head coach, in my opinion, because I'm way out on Zach Taylor. So Bears laying 2.5. Not my favorite bet, but a bet that I'm eyeing. I'm not placed this bet yet, but I do like them against this defense.
I don't hate the over 52.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of points in that game.
This is a crazy question. I'm not trolling when I say this. I'm being serious. Which quarterback do you trust more to play well? Flacco or Caleb Williams? It's Flacco, right?
Slight nod to Flacco, but I mean, like the Bengals defense.
You good, buddy?
I'm not. I'm actually.
Would you like for me to talk while you take care of your dog, or do you tell me which you'd like to do here?
Filibuster for like 3 minutes, or give your thoughts in 3 minutes, and I'll be right back.
Okay. All right, Femi, let me make a suggestion. Not that I've ever, you don't have to hear us. I'm just going to put his headset back in. You don't have to hear this. Not that I would ever do this. And I haven't, just to be clear. But I've been at houses before. Honestly, like, I don't even want to say this out loud. I'm going to type this in our show chat. And I want people to tell me if this is like, is this too much for me to say on a show? I'm going to type it right now. I'm typing. What do you guys think? Can I say that on the show or no? Okay, everyone says no. I'll just say that my method of getting the dog to relax is foolproof. Guaranteed to work. All right, well, Femi attends to his pooch. Let's talk about Week 9 in the National Football League and some games that I am eyeing. Let's start. I gave my opinion on Falcons-Patriots already, which is extreme outcomes. And I think that's kind of borne out with Atlanta and with beating Buffalo the way they did, losing to Carolina the way they did, losing to Miami the way they did. I think this is either Falcons money line or Patriots by a million. And I'm leaning towards Falcons to just win the game. I think I'm going to bet Falcons money line, and I know that sounds crazy, but consider the profile of this team. Plus 200 is the price right now at BetMGM. I'm into it. Haven't placed the bet yet, but I think I will. Colts and Steelers in Pittsburgh. Indy's a 3-point road favorite, and it looks like we're going to 3.5, and I think that's correct. I love Aaron Rodgers. I bet the Steelers before the season. Not an anti-Pittsburgh thing. Just like call it like you see it. I want to know what turns you on. I want to know how in the world the Steelers are going to get stops on the Indianapolis Colts offense. How are they getting off the field? The Colts are tremendous. Now, any stat that you see where it's like, you know, greatest offenses ever, you know, the 2007 Patriots, you know, maybe it's the, you know, so that Vikings team with Dante Culpepper where he probably should have won MVP that year, the greatest show on turf Rams, etc. Like some of the record-breaking Saints offenses with Drew Brees and Sean Payton. Like you'll see these graphs, these stats, these tables, and the Colts are right there. We're only 8 games in, so there's still time for this to not go well for Indianapolis. But to this point in the season, there can be no questioning. The offense is legit. The offense is elite. And the Steelers' defense stinks out loud. I love Indianapolis laying the 3. That's a bet that I've already placed. Colts laying it in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. Obviously, I'm going to bet the Chiefs against the Bills, but let's see how tonight's game goes. I don't even know if that requires an explanation, but I'm going to love Kansas City. And one other that I'll talk about right now, and then we'll bring Femi back on the show, and I can just see him off camera, and he looks very exasperated. It's okay, like dogs bark, so it's all right. The dogs won't be barking this weekend in Houston. And I'll do this game in long, like both of these games in longer form tomorrow. So Denver's on the road at the Texans on Sunday. Remember, I bet Houston yesterday. And I said it like last Tuesday on the show. So the Texans get handled on Monday night by Seattle. The offensive line sucks. CJ Stroud looks terrible. What I said on the show was, I'm going to like Houston against San Francisco because the Niners actually, like, they can't hit Houston where it hurts. They can't do it. They have no pass rush. Bosa's already out. Gross Matos missed the game. Bryce Huff missed the game. Like, there's nothing. They don't have players. Like, they can't do it. Zero sacks yesterday of CJ Stroud. Stroud looked like he did at the end of his rookie year. 30 of 39. He looks amazing. And they get more juice from the rookie receivers, right? With Higgins and Noel. And maybe, you know, Nico Collins is back. Maybe Christian Kirk is back. Collins missed yesterday with a concussion. The big difference, obviously, and like, do I even need to say this, but I'll say it just to say it, between San Francisco and Denver is Denver will get after that ass. Like, Denver does have a pass rush, and the Texans can't block up front, and they got away with it. Think about the three games that the Texans have gotten away with it this year. Tennessee, like, the Ravens backups, and the Niners defense with no one playing on the defensive line and all the good players injured. Great. Now here's Denver's defense. Good luck. Love the Broncos coming up on Sunday. You bet on this Monday. Femi, how is Willow doing?
Yeah, she's yapping a little bit upstairs in our bedroom, but hey, you know what? She's got 30 more minutes.
So tell us what happened.
So I let her outside, because usually when she barks at me, it's to use the bathroom, which I appreciate. Like, I'm like, I'd rather you bark at me and I'll take you out to go outside.
So let me ask you, it's an important question. It's an important question. Would you rather Willow bark at you while you're on the air talking and you let her out during a break to go to the bathroom, or Willow to piss or poop in the house but not make any noise and you get to continue the segment as is?
Oh, bark at me. I'm not trying to clean that stuff up in the house. No.
Carpeting or hard floors?
So it's hardwood, so it should be easy, especially with urine or whatever. It should be easy, but still, I'm just not trying to clean that up. And I don't want to, like, smell, like let's say, because she's usually in the office where I do the show, like, let's say she, like, just takes a dump on the rug. Now I have to smell that for, like, 8 straight minutes and act like everything's cool. It would be horrendous smell, because I smell her stuff outside. It's not great. Yeah. And that's with outside air. Imagine it inside, or we just got the AC going. That's not going to be a fun time. So I do actually appreciate that she barks at me when she needs to use the bathroom.
Modern medicine is advancing to such a crazy degree. I was thinking about this, right? Mm. Like, is it, I pray that this is the case. I don't know if it's going to be, like, to save us. But the way medicine's advancing, like, I hope my daughter gets to live. I hope she lives forever.
Yeah, like, lived to, like, 250 years old.
It would be great. You know, if I live to be 250 years old, I think the phrase, take a dump, would still make me laugh at 250.
It's a good phrase.
Take a dump.
Gotta deposit the waste, you know, take a dump.
That's what you do. Is heinous. Deposit the waste. Dude, that is vile.
That's what it is, man.
Just take a dump.
Gotta go deposit the waste.
I gotta go take this dump right quick. Dude, that's terrible.
But, like, I don't know what her deal is right now, because, like, she didn't need to use the bathroom. I took her
outside.
She's
a dog. Okay, let's go use some. This is like when my wife's why is Colette so upset? I go, because she's 1.5.
But you say that?
You have a puppy.
She is as well-behaved a puppy as you'll meet.
Yeah, like, every person that meets her is... Like, what's weird is not when she misbehaves. What's weird is that she behaves. That's what's weird. She's a puppy.
Like, everyone that she encounters, like, oh, how old? I'm like, oh, she's, like, about to turn 5 months in, like, a couple of weeks. What? Really? Wow. Like, she's so well-behaved, so mild-mannered. Like, she just is, like... Yep. But she wants something, like, whether she's hungry or usually just will use the bathroom. Like, she's super well behaved, which is why this is kind of strange that she's used the bathroom multiple times during the show. So like, I know she doesn't really need to use it. So like,
so something's up. What do you think's up? Does your stomach hurt?
I don't think so.
What'd you feed her?
She eats
did you feed her anything
sight.
Different?
No, she is her usual diet. You know, she okay. eats her breakfast in the morning. She has a couple of treats all throughout the day after using the bathroom. Has her nice little CBD
she's
treat.
She's probably like stoned off her gourd.
But it's like, but that's a part of her daily routine, which is why I'm like, what's happening? Because like,
God,
like
this dog's like Cheech and Chong, man. This dog's like Snoop Dogg. It's horrible.
I'm not giving her something that she doesn't get on the daily. You know, like
this dog's a pothead.
You know, she just likes an edible just to relax a little bit, and so she
I
has.
So
that.
Do I. So know? Do I. But exactly. I'm 40. Poor puppy.
And you know, she has like a nice little like a treat that she licks. Like my wife makes like this like Greek yogurt peanut butter concoction that like it's good for dogs. She loves it. I just gave her that to start the power hour. So hey, like
yeah,
distract
yes,
you
my
with
guess,
this.
Yes, yes. My guess is that Willow needs to, in your words, deposit waste. Is my guess. Licking
that
the
too,
Greek yogurt peanut butter concoction. That would be my guess.
She has it every day. I have not given her anything she does not have on the daily. And
all right, give us some bets for because we're running out of time this segment. Some thought I gave a we bunch will. Of thoughts on NFL Week 9.
Yes, a dog will be barking literally and figuratively here in Las Vegas. I'm going to go with the Raiders when we get to 3.5. I think we're going to get there because all the threes are like -115, -118. With Brock Bowers back in the lineup,
and
I think this should give
the Jaguars. Raiders home
Jaguars,
dog against
correct.
Jacksonville.
Thank you. Yes, yeah, they're taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Brock Bowers back in the fold. That should have given this Raiders offense a nice little boost. And I do like getting Pete Carroll coming off of the bye week, which, yeah, like you can say that maybe he's just not fit to be coaching anymore in 2025, but I still believe
you
that Pete Carroll's a quality, good football coach.
Wow,
I just need him to come
still in?
Just need them to, well, we're not close to as in as we were 6 months ago. Nowhere near that. Because 6 months ago, I was saying this team's going to the playoffs, and I got the bet slips to prove it, unfortunately. But I think they can at least keep this game competitive, lose by 3, maybe even win the football game. I think it's a field goal game either way. So when we get to 3.5, which I'm assuming is going to happen at some point this week, I will be in on the Las Vegas Raiders. And I heard you towards the end there wrapping up your bets. I'm going to be with you on Kansas City. Let's just see what tonight's game holds. Make sure everyone gets through this injury clean. But at coin flip prices, I'm betting Patrick Mahomes to win a football game. Like, maybe we lose, maybe we'll see what happens, but like, I'm just going to have to make that bet. So Chiefs, anything under a field goal will be a bet for me as well.
What's the funniest euphemism for going number two?
So you have drop a deuce. I mean, I just put out there deposit waste. That's, I don't know if that's funny. That might just be nasty, but that's what you're
Can
doing.
Can I hit you with one?
Please.
What about...
Oh boy.
What about take a crap?
Take a crap. I mean, take a bleep is another one which we cannot say. As Nick is losing it for take a crap.
Like, okay. Jake,
your face is
I need
red.
Jake here. So Jake, I think that's Mike Brown's tan filter that I asked him to put on because I'm insecure.
That might be you,
Jake. Jake, how much money to pay you like the next date you're on? Assuming like I don't know if you're in a relationship or not, whatever. Just be like, be right back. Have to take a crap.
$50.
Wow, $50. Man, that's. Man. I don't know
so
how you recover from it. I have
how,
to go take a crap.
So how immature I am. Just like, take a crap made me laugh like really hard. I don't know what to say.
How'd you roll it? Take a crap.
Like,
that's what Willow made after the show.
Crap is a terrible word when used in that regard. All right, on the other side. All our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including side total and props for Monday Night Football and the Sports Equinox Parlay.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, time to dole out some thank yous before we wrap up the magnificent Sports Equinox Monday edition of You Better You Bet. With all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, that'll include a four-leg Sports Equinox parlay, and of course, side total and props for the Chiefs and the Commanders on Monday Night Football. Zero guests on the show today. And the 5 o'clock open was led by Aronde Gadsden. F-minus performance by our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Our pineapple of the day, Bill Zimmerman. Our technical director, Tyler Morales. Our engineer, Jake Hassan. Our video producer, God's Perfect Creation, Downtown Mike Brown. And our associate producer, she did a solid job today, Addie Bates. Coming up after us is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend Ryan Horvath and our guest at this time, the one, the only. He's smiling off camera in a really cheesy fashion, getting ready to be put on camera. It's a fake smile. Our friend Brad Evans. Brad, happy Monday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos! These pearly whites are clean.
Well, your teeth do look good. Also, it's a fake smile, but the teeth do look good. Brad, if you got a four legger, just need it to be quick. What is your best bet for tonight in the world of sports? A lot going on.
Oh, heck no. It's not going to be a four legger by any stretch of the imagination. I got to go with my guy, Bershard Smith. I'm going to go the alt market. I see he gets three or more receptions at plus 155. Yeah, I got seduced by that juice. A guy's done this in four straight games. I know he's running a south of 10 routes per game, but look at the matchup. Washington not exactly posting a lot of resistance defensively. They're number 24 in dropback EPA. Defense are going to 3.7 receptions per game just to the running back position. A trio of backs have hit the three receptions mark against them. Bershard Smith's role has been growing. Look at the snap share. It's been steadily climbing here the last 4 weeks. Got to be more of the same. As long as the Commanders are competitive, he gets three or more grabs, and I hopefully cashing in again at a cool plus 155.
And what's going to happen, Brad?
I'm going to get seduced by the juice. What do you mean? What's going to happen? I'm missing something.
Right. That's right. You are. No, that's it. That's it. Have a great show tonight, my friend.
I got it right. Yay.
You got it right. Have a great show. It's like, bye.
You want me to hit? All right. Xavier Worthy over 4.5 rush yards. I'm out.
We have you on the show every day. I'm like, have a great show, Brad. And then you go and then you give the bet and you say, what just happened?
It was not all that emphatic. Usually you have a little bit more life, a little bit more pep. And that clues me in. It's like, all right, it's my time to go. You're like, have a great show.
You know what? I'll take the L on this one. Brad, have a great show. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Xavier Worthy over a half a rush attempt. I'm doubly out.
Brad Evans is out. Let me tell you something. He's bald. All right. Time for all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. BetMGM tonight. I just wanted to say that he has no hair. All our bets for tonight, we need Jake the Snake. Well, before we do that, actually, Bill has turned his camera on. I guess that means it's time for our social submissions, Bill. What do the real ones have for us today?
All right, Nick, I got four for you here. I'm going to do two for Monday Night Football and two Equinox parlays. Reed Phillips Rad says the play is worthy over 3.5 rushing yards. He's topped this every game this season in which Travis Kelce didn't knock him out. HB Sports Videos, I took the 5.5 under for Debo on rushing yards. May get one carry or none. If he gets one carry, it's likely under 5.5. Here's the two Equinoxes from Twitter. Benny R11. Rashee Rice first touchdown, Otani home run, Chet first basket, and the Senators to win, because I don't know enough about hockey to make any decent long shot bet on it. And Sean Delby, Springer 1+ stolen base, Justin Falk 2 shots on goal, Wemby 2 steals, and Marcus Mariota under 194.5 passing yards. So there you go, a little sample from the real ones.
All right, let's play this game. Tyler, everyone have your... What team, Femi may know, what team does Justin Falk play for?
Well, there's only two games tonight, so I think we can narrow this down. So,
I don't know who's playing.
I will guess Boston.
No,
Bruins.
No, you don't get to guess. You know the teams that are playing. Okay, you can't guess.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, that's all right, so everyone type in the hockey team that you think it is, and we'll see who gets closest, like, geographically. Tyler says the St. Louis Blues. I will say the Anaheim Ducks. Jake says the Columbus Blue Jackets. Bill, what is your actual guess? You just going to be an ass all show? Bill wrote the St. Louis Rams. I mean, honestly, it's a Marshall, like a negative it's a contribution Marshall to the Falk show joke. Today. Yes, Bill, I got the joke. Yes, I got the joke.
I don't think you did.
Yes, I guess. What team does he play for? Who he play
Blues.
For?
I said St. Louis, so... I don't know.
Wow. Tyler pulled that out of his derriere.
No, that was just a guess. We don't know who he plays for. We have to, like, that's the Blues isn't the answer, is it?
Oh, it's not.
Like, I can Google
Justin Falk.
Yeah.
NHL.
It is the Blues.
Oh, it is the Blues.
It's St. Louis.
It's the Blues.
Yeah, it is the Blues. Look at that.
Okay. We're way behind. Jake, please drop the dope SB. All right. It is the best time of year to be a sports fan. Football, baseball, basketball, and hockey all on the slate tonight. To celebrate, we're giving you not one, but two Parlay Boost tokens to enjoy on any sport. Place your parlay and make this sports equinox one to remember. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. All right, sports equinox, Femi, you will be responsible for the hockey leg. What is the hockey leg for the You Better You Bet sports equinox parlay?
Evgeny Malkin to score a goal plus 235 over at BetMGM. I think he lights the lamp tonight. Been taking a lot of shots. Legendary player. Let's go, Evgeny Malkin.
Right, Geno Malkin to score a goal. I'm going to give my NBA bets for tonight. You tell me which one you like the most. I'm just going to flip side.
I got a banger NBA one, too, for a leg if somebody wants like a real nice juicer on the parlay.
All right, yeah. So hold on. I got to go to Femi. Just give a baseball bet here. I'm just going to just to the NBA injury reports because, like, you know how this works. Yeah. That old chestnut.
Yeah, I don't know why I said that, Jake. Dodgers money line minus 200 for me. I think the Dodgers are going to win this one. I don't know if I want to lay this minus 200 in itself. I will have that in my sports equinox parlay, but I do like the Dodgers to win tonight because I think the Dodgers win this series in 5.
All right, some NBA thoughts for me tonight, and I'm just opening up the board here. Okay, so where's Orlando? All right, Orlando's a 6.5-point favorite in Philly. We knew that Paul George was going to be out. That's not a surprise. Embiid's out as well. Not a surprise. Jalen Suggs is going to play. So I think that without Embiid and without Paul George, Philly's going to run at a breakneck pace. That's how they're playing games when Embiid's not on the court. And I don't think you can get away with that with a team as good defensively as Orlando. I think Orlando's going to, like, shove them in a locker tonight. Like, Suggs is going to be on Maxey, and then it's just, like, shut down Edgecombe. Like, how are they going to score? I think Orlando wins by double digits. So I like the Orlando Magic. That would be bet number one. The Hawks are starting to get bet now on the road in Chicago because Jalen Johnson, Kristaps Porzingis, and Zachary Risacher are all in. I do like Atlanta laying it. I also don't mind Atlanta as a money line parlay piece minus 150. The Houston Rockets are 15.5-point favorites against the Brooklyn Nets. Both of these teams have not won a game. I think the Rockets might win like 110-78. Cam Thomas just scored 40. Yeah. Now here's the length of the Houston Rockets to slow you down. I think the Rockets win by 20-plus. Against the Brooklyn Nets. Who's out? So I guess Zion's out for New Orleans because that got steamed out. Yep, he's out. We'll avoid that game with the Celtics and the Pelicans. Okay, for Dallas, the Mavericks are without Gafford and Lively. Aw, man. I wanted to bet Dallas with the thought being like this would be like a a good defensive game. I don't know if I can do it. So nothing with Dallas. I'll tell you what, last NBA bet for tonight. Fallen hero spot. Timberwolves +6.5 without Anthony Edwards against the Nuggets. Yes?
I love that.
Pick which one.
He's
out
2 weeks
like
with the hamstring.
T-Wolves. Which one you like the best? T-Wolves?
Yeah, Minnesota. Yeah, Minnesota for me.
I like all those.
Fallen
heroes. Okay.
Yeah, Fallen heroes for me.
Let's be really quick with Femi's Island. I'll be super. Well, we got to do the side and total of the game. Yeah, this has been
correct.
This managed.
Also, I do like Shane Goon triple double at +800. I think Shane Goon goes off on that Brooklyn Nets defense.
I'm laying the Chiefs -10.
We will be Oppo Taco. I like Commanders. I took 11.5 this morning. I just think Washington is able to keep this game somewhat competitive. So I like Washington.
All right, so let's go Washington by 11, and we both win. I'm laying the Chiefs -10. Femi will take 11.5 with the Washington Commanders. All right, let's head to Femi's Island for the first touchdown scorers.
We don't have a lot of time to play the imaging because we're up against it a little bit. But for the Washington Commanders, give me the guy that's the trigger man. The island boy himself, the flying Hawaiian, Marcus Mariota at 22-1 to be your first TD scorer. And for the Chiefs, on National Tight End Day, everyone's all about Travis Kelce, the all-time great. But we have an island double cross. 25 shades of gray as Noah Gray at 25-1 will be your first TD scorer. So it's Mariota and Gray, and I'll see you on the island.
Oh, I love that. 25 Shades of Grey is spectacular. All right, let's get to the Prop King.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your Prop King, Nick Kostos. All hail King Kostos.
All hail King Kostos.
Worship me, slugs. By the way, what did Femi's Island think of who was the best tight end on Sunday Night Football last night?
Tucker Kraft, man, our favorite.
I can't even say Tucker Kraft without thinking about the way you say Tucker Kraft and the Femi's Island boys. It's spectacular. All right. Okay. These are a little off the beat. So I like Debo over 41.5 receiving yards, but let's get a little crazier. So last week, this is actually courtesy of our pal John Daigle, who writes for Establish the Run. He's reading his write-up of the game. And he noted that last week, when the Chiefs were up big against the Raiders, Rashard Smith, the rookie running back, got a ton of carries at the end of the game because the Chiefs were up big and Hunt and Pacheco both came out. So in order to like this bet, you kind of have to agree with my handicap that the Chiefs are going to win. If you like Femi's bet, then maybe not, right? If you think Washington's going to keep it close. I think the Chiefs are going to be up at the end, and the same thing's going to happen. So let's do Rashard Smith over 7.5 rushing yards. I just want to see what the price is here on this bet. If you could find a Rashard Smith last touchdown score, which I don't see at BetMGM, or Rashard Smith anytime, I like for the Kansas City Chiefs as well. Tyquan Thornton, also not bad. We'll see everybody tomorrow on a Tuesday. Until then, for Femi Abebefe, I'm Nick Kostos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.